Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf lamed aleph, and we are 20 lines from the bottom of daf lamed amid beis. Amar Rav Yosef. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu bnei Yisrael hanasuna matzar vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Chaya bas Elisheva, Chaim Mordechai ben Mashi Yehudas, and Zisul Rachel bas Alta Fromit. Today's daf is also being learned leilui nishmas Rivka bas Yibodel Chaim Toivim. Reb Gavriel Tzvi. So we're up to the last daf of Perek Zeboyer. It's another Lomdisha daf with some light Gemaras intertwined, sort of a theme of the Perek, and it really picks up where yesterday's daf left off. So the latter part of yesterday's daf, Fardereid, was the Machloikis Reb Yeshua ben Karcha and the Chachamim, and the Machloikis Reb Nosson and the Chachamim in Hilchas Eidos. Reb Yeshua ben Karcha and the Chachamim debated whether two Eidim that are coming to testify, Dinei Mominus, need to have seen the same Uvda that's implicating the person that's ultimately going to be Chayev Momin al Yedei their Hagadas Eidos, or they need not see the same exact Uvda, but as long as each one of them knows that Pliny owes money, that would be enough to be Mechayev Pliny money. In other words, if one aide would walk into Besdin and he would say, I saw somebody borrow money from somebody on Sunday, and then another aide would walk into Besdin and he would say, I saw that person borrow money from that person on Monday, each one of the aidim is saying that the borrower owes the lender money, the same amount of money, but they're coming from two different places. One aide is basing it on halva that happened on Sunday, and the other aide is basing it on halva that happened on Monday. That's the case that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha and the Chachamim debated. The Chachamim said it's not good, being that they're not being made on the same exact uvda, therefore it's not going to be a kosher eidos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, who cares? At the end of the day, you have two eidim that are saying that this person owes that person money. There's a malvin aloiva. They're in agreement, really, in terms of the bottom line, the intishtashira of the toichin of the eidos. And if that's the case, there's two eidim that says that he owes him money, why shouldn't he owe him money? So again, according to the Chachamim, the eidos, it's not mitzdarif. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, the eidos is mitzdarif. The Gemara then brought a similar machlekes. The machlekes Reb Nosson and the Chachamim, that's negeya, not the ria of the eidos, but rather that's negeya, the hagada of the eidos. The Chachamim held that in order for eidos to be a kosher eidos, you would need that the eidim are meyid bevas achas. If, however, the eidim are not meyid bevas achas, so in that case, the hagadas eidos is not going to be hagadas eidos. Rav Nosson argued. Rav Nosson said, "Shoyim dvarav shal zeh hayoyim ukeshiyavi chaver lemachar shoyim es dvarav." No, the eidim don't have to say eidos at the same time. You could have one eid say eidos now, the other eid is going to say eidos later. At the end of the day, as long as the two eidim check out and they corroborate and they're talking about the same story, etc., 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 that in and of itself is going to be okay. So in the second machloikis, the shaila is not whether the re'iya has to be bevas achas, but whether the hagada has to be bevas achas. What's the connection between the two? So high level, you hear it. When you get into the nitty-gritty, they're not necessarily associated with each other, but they always come together because at the end of the day, they are me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha and the Chachamim are debating whether the re'iya has to be bevas achas. Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim are debating whether the hagodas eidos has to be bevas achas. In terms of what is the hezber in the machloikis, why did Rabbi Shua ben Karcha say what he said and the Chachamim say what they said? Why did Rabbi Nosson say what he said and the Chachamim said what they said? So that we already saw in yesterday's daf, the Gemara said, as it relates to both of the machloikesin, ibayisema svara, ibayisema kra. Regardless, at the very end of the daf, the Gemara got into the halacha, specifically as it relates to the machloikes, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha and the Chachamim. And it seemed that there was a little bit of a debate amongst Amiram whether we paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha or we don't paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Additionally, there seemed to be a shaila whether there's a nafgamina between metaltalin and karka. Now, why would there be a nafgamina? So the way Rashi explained the sugya is because the case of karka would be fundamentally different than the case the way we just described it, and the way Rabbi Shua ben Karcha's halacha is typically given over. And that is, the classic Rabbi Shua ben Karcha and the Chachamim case is, where the two Edom are clearly talking about two different Hischaivas. One Eid saw a loan take place on Sunday, another Eid saw a loan take place on Monday. Obviously, it's not the same law. Now, there's a common denominator between the two, which Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says you could be mitzaref. But at the end of the day, the Haggadah's Eidus is on two individual things. The case of Karka that the Amiram discussed was where one Eid said that I heard Reuven be moida that this piece of Karka that he's living on really belongs to Shimon. And then another Eid says, I heard him say the same exact thing, but I heard him say it on a different day, in a different setting, in a different location. So there, although the two Eidim are not being made on the same Uvda, quote unquote, but at the end of the day, they are being made on the same thing. And it's for that reason, it could be this whole Shaila between Rabbi Shulam and Karka and the Chachamim would be a little bit different when it comes to Karka than when it comes to Metalton. Ad kidei kach, there's a tzad in the Amiram that the Chachamim never argued with Rabbi Shulam and Karka when it comes to Karka. They only argued as it relates to Metalton. They didn't argue as it relates to Karka. So really, this Shaila of the Machloikis, Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha and the Chachamim, as it relates to Karka, is manifest in two ways. Number one, from a halachic perspective, is there a nafkamina? Number two, there is, from the Iker Machloikis perspective, there is a Yeshayimrim that could be the Chachamim never even argued with Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha as it relates to Karka. Either way, we have a little bit more Gemara on this note. Zok the Gemara, 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Amar Rav Yosef said, Ano Amin Meshmeidu Ula, I've said in the name of Ula, Halachik Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha, that Halach is like Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha, Bein Bekarkois Ubein Bemetalton. That we paskin like Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha, and not just that, we don't discriminate between Karka and Metalton, meaning, that's poshut by Karka, but even by Metaltolin, the halacha is like Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha. Rabbanon, the asu mechuza amri. However, the Rabbanon that came from mechuza, they said, quote, Amr Rab Zeira mishmei de Rab. The Rab Zeira said the name of Rab, bekarko is in, avoloi bemetaltolin. That we paskin like Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha only by Karka. However, we don't paskin like Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha by Metaltolin. What's the chilik between Karka and Metaltolin? It's everything that we just said. Zok the Gemara, so Rab essentially is the one that said, bekarko is in, avoloi bemetaltolin. That by metaltolin, this is the part we need. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha. Zok the Gemara, Rav l'tame. This is Rav l'shnitasit. Amar Rav said, Hoida achar hoida, hoida achar halva mitstarfi. So what does this mean? If one eid says that I heard somebody be moida that he owes money to Pliny on Sunday, and then another eid says I heard the same person be moida that he owes money to the same Pliny on Monday, those two idios would be mitzdarif. Hoida achar halva also would be mitzdarfi. What would be the case? Where one aide walks into Bezen and he says, I saw somebody borrow money from somebody on Sunday. And then another aide walks into Bezen and he would say that I saw that loiva that you're referring to on Monday be moida that he owes money to the malva. So the halach is those two halvois are going to be mitzdarif. And the reason is, if you take a look at Rashi, the second wine line, the ikala meimar, because it's possible to say, b'chad mana kamisadi, that they're both testifying about the same money. Meaning, the two hoidas could be as the same as chayvas. And the hoidah achar alva could be also the same as chayvas. Right? The two hoidas are the same as chayvas. You could walk around telling everybody that you know you owe somebody money. It's all the same money, right? And hoidah achar alva is the same thing. It could be the hoidah is just the hoidah on the alva. So it's possible, emphasis on possible, that the two edim are being made on the same thing, and as a result, in that case, it's going to be mitzvah. Stating that, halva achar halva, what would be if one eid says that I saw somebody borrow money on Sunday, the other eid says I saw him borrow money on Monday, or halva achar hoida, where one eid says I saw this person be moida that he owes somebody money on Sunday, and then another eid says, it's funny, the day afterwards I saw him borrow money from that same person, over there, loy mitzvahfi, and the reason is because in that case, it's impossible that they're talking about the same his chayves, right? The halva achar halva are clearly two separate obligations. And the halva achar hoida is also clearly a new obligation, right? Hoida achar halva could be as a hoida on the halva. But when the halva comes after the hoida, so obviously it's two different things. And being that for sure they're not being made on the same thing, over there it's not going to be mitzvah. Now who said this? Rav said this. What does Rav clearly hold as it relates to the machlokes Rabbi Shua ben Karcha and the Chachamim? That you need that the two Edim should be made on the same exact thing. Oh, who is that? Not like That's not like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. So Zokti Gemoritz, Rav Tameh, Rav that said that Bikarkois in Avoloi Bimetaltali, it's Lishitasoi, that you see Rav clearly holds that you need that the two Edom should be made on the same as Chayvis, and then and only then is the halacha that it's going to be okay. But the truth is, you see more than that as well. Because what did Rav say? Rav said, Bekarkois in, meaning then the halacha is like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Avoloi Bimetaltlin. In other words, even though Rav doesn't hold like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, but he only doesn't hold like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha by Metaltlin. He does hold like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha by Karka. We said, what's the difference between Metaltlin and Karka? By Metaltlin, it's two separate Hischaivias. As opposed to when it comes to Karka, it's the same Hischaivias. Stating that, you heard it on Sunday, I heard it on Monday. Rav has no problem with that. Rav holds Bekarka that Loch is like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Because being that at the end of the day, they're being made on the same shtick Karka, so there the Halach is, the idiots would be able to be Mitztaref. When is it that Rav holds the Halach is not like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha by Metaltlin? Again, what's the difference between Karka and Metaltlin? Karka, it's two separate re'ios, but they're being made on the same thing. I heard Reuven say, this piece of Karka belongs to Shimon. Metaltlin, it's Amona de Kamasid Hai Lo Kamasid Hai. Right, it's two separate things. And it's for that reason, in Metaltlin Gufa, it's manifest this distinction that Hoida acher hoida hoida acher halva mitstarfi why the ikula meimer bechad mono kamasadi so blibes like karka halva acher halva halva acher hoida loy mitstarfi because that's your classic Rabbi Shua ben Karcha as it relates to mitalton zok the gemara ashkechei Rav Nachman by Yitzchok the Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchok met Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. Amalei say he told him maichna halva acher halva the loy. He says I don't really understand the whole halacha of Rav. He said why is it that halva acher halva Rav Paskin, the halacha is, it's not mitzaref. It's probably the mon of the kochazi hai, loy kochazi hai, right? Because they're clearly being made on two separate uvdois. And being that they're being made on two separate uvdois, Rav doesn't hold like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, halacha l'mais, and therefore it's not mitzaref. But he said, if that's the case, hoida achar hoida nami amon of the kamoidi kami hai, loy kamoidi hai, it, there too, maybe the two hoidois are not the same hoidois. Meaning, Rashi, and we spoke at this Rashi for a reason, second wide line said that the reason Hoida Achar Hoida or Hoida Achar Alva is Mitztarfi is the Ikele Meimer Bechad Mano Kamitzadi. Now, it's very nice, Ikele Meimer Bechad Mano Kamitzarfi, but it's also possible not, right? It's Yutachin that it could be the two Chiyuvim are really not the same Chiyuv. So if the two Chiyuvim are not really the same Chiyuv, Mehechet Tesi, Rav Kampaskin, that it's Mitztarf. Right, in the case of Karka, where Rav holds Allah is like Rabbi Shua ben Karka, so we know for sure they're being made on the same piece of Karka. But over here, you don't know. It's like Rashi said, B'lashoyne Yazov, the Ikele Meimer. Ikele Meimer? But it could be not. So mechates it could be mitzaref. So the Gemara says that Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua told Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, you have to say that when Rav said his halacha that a hoida acher hoida and hoida acher halva mitztarfi is the amalei lahai basra with this person told that second aid, right? He was the one that saw that second hoida b'hai manu the oidai le kamach oidai le nami kami ploini. That you should know that this manu that I'm saying right now in front of you that I owe ploini, I actually said it in front of another guy and this is the second time I'm saying it. So the second aid knows that the mana that he's being made on right now, that he's being made to right now, is the same mana that he was made in front of the other person, and that's mitzvah of the two idiots, and that's why in this case it's going to be okay. Meaning, what's the kasha? Maybe it's not the same mana. No, the aid knows it is the same mana, because when the person was made, he said mefurish that you should know, I was already made this once. So that second aid knows that the mana that the person was moided to in front of him, he was already moided to in front of somebody else. But the Gemara says, I can't the basri other, come the other. That helps the second aid. What about the first aid? So the second aid has this idea, but the first aid doesn't have this idea. So the Gemara says, the hadar azal, the only time this is going to be true is if the guy goes afterwards, and amalei lekamo, he walks right back over to the first aid and he tells him, you know, hi mono the oidele kamach, that mono that yesterday I was moid in front of you, oidele nami kami plin, I was moid to it in front of another person. And in that case, each one of the Edom knows that this person was moida in front of another Ed. The point is, the two Edim know that they're being made on the same Hoidah. That's the point. And in that case, it's like Karka, and there Rav Taka holds, like Rabbi Shua ben Karka, that the two idiots are going to be Mitzarev. So again, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok met Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. This is the story, right? And he tells him, you know, I heard Rav made this whole distinction between Hoidah, 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 Alva, Mitzarfi, whereas Alva, Alva, and Alva, Hoidah, Loi Mitzarfi. He says, I'll tell you the truth, I don't really understand the difference. I understand Hoidah, Acher, Hoidah, there's like a maybe they're being made on the same model, but maybe not, right? I'm not really understanding the difference. So Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua explained it to him. He said, it's talking about where the Hoidah Acher Hoidah involved a second part. It wasn't just that the person's being made in front of an Eid Echad that he owes somebody money. He tells the person, I was already made in front of another guy. Then he goes back to the first person, I was just made in front of a second person, right? So after Rav Nachman by Yitzchak heard what Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua told him, Amalei, he told him, Tanuach Daitcha, Shehisnachto is daiti. He says, well, the Ebishe should bench you, and the Ebishe should give you Yishuv Adas, Tanuach Daitcha. And the reason is because you just gave me Yishuv Adas. I'm so happy, this was mamish bothering me, and because of the explanation you just gave, I'm so excited. Amalei, Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua told Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, after he told him this teretz, and he just got brachas for it, so he said, Mayne Chusa, you're happy with this teretz? He says, you know, I gave you a teretz, I didn't even mean it. I don't understand why you're so happy with this teretz. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak looks at him, he says, why? I thought it's such a good teretz. He says, no, the Rava, the Itemi Rav Sheshes, Shadab Anarga. Some say Rava, some say Rav Sheshes, was Shadab Anarga, right? He already knocked out this teretz. What was his knockout? He said, Lav Hainu Hoida Acher Hava. And the way Rashi explains is that if we have to make this oikimta in Hoida Acher Hoida, then you have to make the same oikimta in Hoida Acher Hava, right? The same kashrut Rav Nachman Yitzchak had, Maishna Hoi Halva Acher Halva versus Hoida Acher Hoida is as it relates to Maishna Halva Acher Halva versus Hoida Acher Halva. Right, what's the difference? Halva Acher Halva, you know, is two separate eschaivas. Hoida Acher Halva maybe is one. I don't, but maybe it's two. So the answer is going to have to be the same teretz that Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua gave for Hoida Acher Hoida. Hoida Acher Hoida might be two, but at the same time, once we make the Kimta, we know it's one. Okay, so Hoida Acher Halva is going to be the same thing. Meaning, after he borrowed money, he went over and then was Moida. This person, this Loiva, told both of the Edim, you should know, I'm being Moida to yesterday's Hava. And then he goes over to the Malvin, or the aid that witnessed the loan, and he says, you know, that loan that I did in front of you, I just want you to know, I was just Moida to another aid about that loan. Right? That's the teretz Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua gave to explain Hoida Acher Hoida, and it's going to be the teretz for Hoida Acher Hava as well. The problem is, if you're going to make that akimta, then every Hoida Acher Hava is really a Hoida Acher Hoida. Because the only time Hoida Acher Hava works is if you go back to the aid, and now you're moida that you were moida to somebody else. So really, it's Hoida Acher Hoida. So what's the difference then between Hoida Acher Hoida and Hoida Acher Hava? So after Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua gives this teretz Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak gives him a bracha, he says, you should not, I don't know why you're giving me a bracha. Rava, some say Rav Sheshes, already knocked out this whole thing, Amalei. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak told Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, Hainu d'shmiel li'alaychu, he says, now I know, you know, I've heard people say about you, d'remisu dikli v'sakfisu lohu. So Rashi says that I heard that what you do is you plant the kolim, palm trees, and then you knock them down, and then you replant them. I got what they meant. I never really understood the mashal, but now that I just had this conversation with you, I get it. Meaning, you plant a tree, you say a good teretz, and then you soiser it, and then you look for another teretz. This must be what they were referring to. And really, the story ends there. Zokta Gemara, Nardoi Ami Tachlis, as it relates to Halacha Lamais and this whole Rebbe Shulman Karcha Sugya. Bein Hoida Acher Hoida. Bein Hoida Acher Hava. Bein Hava Acher Hava. Bein Hava Acher Hoida. Mitztarfeis Kemank Rebbe Shulman Karcha, because we paskin in this Shaila in all cases. I feel a bit metaltlin. If feel in all of Rav's situations that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karka, moving along, new sugya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, "Eidus amachesh zuazu bibdikos." If you have two edim that walked into Beis Din and they were cross-examined and they contradicted each other, so one eid said one thing, another eid said another thing. So the halacha is ksheir b'dinei mavnis. When it's dinei mavnis, it's going to be kosher. Clearly implied, if it's dinei nefashis, it's a problem. So if Edom contradict each other in the cross-examination, when it comes to Dinei Mominus, it's Beseder. When it comes to Dinei Nefosh, it's going to be a problem. Now, we're going to learn in the next parak, it's coming up, literally, in the next staff, that there are distinctions between different types of cross-examination. So there was cross-examination that was known as bedikos, and then there's cross-examination that was known as chakiros. We don't have to get into the nuance of that now. Now we're talking about where there were bedikos, meaning there were like questions that Beis Din was asking the Edom because they thought they'd be able to understand what was going on a little bit better, or maybe get the Edom to trip up a little bit so that we can determine whether or not they're really telling the truth. And in that cross-examination, there was some sort of akasha. So Rav Yehuda said that when it comes to Dinei Mominus, it's not a problem. So Rava commented on what Rav Yehuda said. It's Mestabah, the wind Rav Yehuda says, where they were talking about a loan, right? Dinei Mominus. And one of the Edom said that the money that was loaned was in an arniki, and that arniki was black. The other one said, arniki levon. It wasn't black, it was white. Being that the arniki is really a little secondary to the transaction, right? They're just arguing on the color of the suitcase. Okay, it's not like they tripped up in anything that was super integral to the actual transaction. So over there, even though there's a hakasha, still, it's going to be kosher. But what if there was a contradiction in terms of the actual money? So one person said the money, the coin, was black. What does it mean it was black? It was already old. It had been in circulation for a very long time. And the other one said, no, it was a shiny mint coin. So then, in Mitztarfen, being that the money, the matpeya, is more integral to the actual transaction, so it's for that reason there, a hakasha b'dinei mominus is going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, what emerges then is, meaning, if when Rav Yehuda said that a hakasha b'dinei mominus is okay, it's talking about where it's something that's secondary to the transaction, such as the color of the arniki, then what emerges is Rav Yehuda holds that type of contradiction, bedine nefashis is going to be a problem, right? Because what was Rabbi Yehuda's lashon? Eidos hamakreshe zuazu bebedikos ksheira bedine mominus. Oh, clearly implying bedine nefashis, it's going to be a problem. And if ksheira bedine mominus only means such as the color of the arniki, that means the equivalent thereof to the color of the arniki bedine nefashis is going to be a bayah. But the Gemara says that true. Arniki ksheira bedine nefashis lie. He's telling me that if there's a hakasha bedine nefashis afilo, where it's something the equivalent to of the arnike, meaning something secondary, it's going to be a problem. Rav Chizda, said before Shnat that way. He said, "Echad I'm a besayif hargoy." If one of the edim that are being made about a homicide says that I saw the murder weapon, it was a saif. Echad I'm a, the other one says, "Bariron." No, it was a whole different type of rifle. Okay, hargoy ain't a nachoin. It's not a good edos stating that. If one of the people says, one of the edim, that I saw the Ritzach and he was wearing black clothing, and the other one says he was wearing white clothing, it's going to be fine. What's the difference? Because the weapon is integral to what took place over here, as opposed to the color of the person's shirt that nobody really cares about. But what do you see? That even by Dinei Nefashis, we make this distinction between Hakasha and something that's primary versus Hakasha and something that's secondary. And Dinei Nefashis, if it's in the proverbial arniki, who cares? That is what Rav Chizda said, shtim, with the way Rav explained Rav Yehuda. Again, Rav Yehuda said, Eidos hamakheshe zu azuba bedikos ksheir bedine mominus. Rav said it's only true if it's something secondary, which is mashma then, Rav Yehuda holds that bedine nefashe, something secondary is going to be a problem. Rav Chizda said mefurish, I feel bedine nefashe, something secondary is not going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, Gavra, Gavra, Karamas, what kind of kash is that? Yeah, Rav was explaining Rav Yehuda, doesn't shtim with Rav Chizda, okay. Right? Shouldn't come as news to anyone that there's a machlokes on Iran about something. They're allowed to argue. Rav Yehuda holds one way, Rav Chizda holds another way. What kind of kasha is that? Zok de Gemara. Nardoi said, afilu echad eim emonu shachav, echad eim emonu lovim, it's dark. Nardoi took it a step further. Nardoi was chaylik with what Rav said. And they said that when it comes to dinei mominus, even if one aid would say mona shachar, and the other aid would say mona lovim, even them it's darfin. Meaning, this is like a real problem, because the two aidim don't seem to have witnessed the same thing almost, right? One of them says it was a mono love and it was a mono shachar. It's not second that you say, okay, I didn't pay such close attention to the arniki. I don't know what color suit the guy was wearing. Even then, it's going to be mitzvah, right? Rava couldn't hear that. But Nardoi said mefurish that way. Says the Gemara, come on, who must Nardoi hold like, oh, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcham. And it's Nardoi l'shitosai, right? Because that was the last Gemara. I said it's a new sugya, it is, but it's a little bit behemshuch to the previous Gemara. Right, Nardoi paskin that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcham. Oh, so this is probably gishmak. It's l'shitosai that Nardoi holds like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, and this is in line with Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Meaning, what's the point? Enoch Inami, the one that said Manu Shachar and the one that said Manu Lava must have seen two separate things. But who cares? At the end of the day, each one is saying that he owes him a manu. And that's the Chiddush Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. But the Gemara says, no, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Hechad Lei Mach She'adadi. Hechad the Mach She'adadi Miyamar. Even Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha never said this. What did Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha say? One aide walks into Bezdin, I saw Halva on Sunday. Another aide walks into Bezdin, I saw Halva on Monday. Could you be Mitztarif? And nah, no, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha holds you. Couldn't. I thought he passes like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. But over here, they're being made on the same thing. They're both saying the same thing. We together saw this. In the cross-examination, he saw Mana Shachar, he saw Mana Lavan. Something's a little suspicious over here. Here, Mechates, even Rabbi Shua ben Karcha would have said his halacha. So the Mara says, I can't be that Pshad and Nardoi is Lashita Sayu because they hold halachas like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Rather, Elohud Amakai Tana. Nardoi was going based on another shita, and it's the shita of the following Tana. Who is this Tanya? The Tanya we learned to the Brisa. Reb Shimon Elazar. He's the Tana. So the context is that there was a machlokes b'shamim b'sil as it relates to two edim that are makhish each other. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar, he came to explain the context of the machlokes between b'shamim b'sil. And this is Reb Shimon Elazar said. The machlokes b'shamim b'sil was never said with regards to shtei kitei edim. We have two groups of edim. Achasai meres masayim, v'achasai meres mon, sheish b'chal b'sayim mon. Meaning, you have two edim walk into Bezin and it says Reuven borrowed $200 from Shimon. Another two edim walk into Bezin and they say Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. Oh, you have two kitei edim, amachish ezu ezu. So do I have to run, pull out above a basri gemara, sit down, nur cheskes abatim for a month to figure out what the halach is? No. Said Rabbi Shimon Elazar, it's pashit. Because at the end of the day, both kitei edim are saying that he owes him $100. The other one's grada saying more. And this is the literal, not the proverbial, literal, yesh b'chal b'sayim mana, right? And being yesh b'chal b'sayim mana says, for that reason, for sure he's going to owe him $100. There's no machlis b'shan b'sil, you don't have to look anything up. Amen nechlik, where does this get lomdish? Where does this get lebedik? Al kat achas, what would be if you have one kat edim, where one eid says, I saw him borrow $100. And the other eid says, I saw him borrow $200. There's a problem. The two Edim are not talking to each other, right? Somebody's not telling the truth. And Beisul says that even in this case, Yesh Bechlal Masayim on it. There's an idea of Yesh Bechlal Masayim on it. Zok Gemara, what emerges then is, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, it's his understanding of the Machlokes B'Shamim Beisul, Beisul holds that if two Edim contradict each other, but there's a Bechlal Masayim Mona in the two Edim, then we would, at the very least, accept the mana, the lower of the two. Says the Gemara, Nahardoi that said that if one eight says mana shachar, and the other eight says mana lovon, the reason that it's tarif is because yesh bechlal mana lovon mana shachar. Right? It's a proverbial bechlal masayim mana. Because within the value of the mana lovon, lick the value of a mana shachar. They don't have the same value, but kamuvan, the mana lovon is worth more than the mana shachar. And based on Beisil holds in a situation like this, you say Bechal Masayim Mana, it's for that reason the Allah is you would accept. There's nothing to do with Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. That's why we mentioned it here, because we thought maybe it has to do with Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. But really, after further review, it's related to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the way he explained Beisil. Says the Gemara, what would be Echadayim Chavish al Yayin, Echadayim Chavish al Shemen? Let's say two Edom walk into Bezdin, and they're both being made that there was a loan. The loan was a barrel. And there were contents in the barrel. What was in the barrel? One aide said wine, the other aide said oil. Hava uvda, this was a real story of Asal Kami to Rav Ami. It was presented to Rav Ami, Chayve Rav Ami Lashlumele, and Rav Ami obligated the person to pay Chavisa de Chamra, Migoy Chavisa de Mishcha. He said, you have to pay, and what do you need to pay? You have to pay the value of a barrel of wine, Migoy Chavisa de Mishcha. So oil was worth more money than wine. So there's a Bechal Masayim Mon over here, but the point is, you have to pay the value of the wine, which is the lesser of the two. Zok the Gemara, Kaman. Who is this like? Meaning, really, the two Eidim contradicted each other. One said Yain, the other said Shemen. So why are you implementing over here Bechlal Masayim Mana? The Gemara says, Rav Shimon Elazar. This is going to Rav Shimon Elazar. Obviously, right? Rav Shimon Elazar, that we just mentioned, Alibi the Beis Hillel, where the two Eidim contradict each other, there's an idea Bechlal Masayim Mana. But the Gemara says once again, Rav Shimon Elazar, when did Rav Shimon Elazar say his halacha? Hechad yesh Bechlal Masayim Mana. That's if there is really a Bechlal Masayim Mana. Abikiyai Gavna Miyamah. Did he say it in this case? Why is this case different? Because maybe the only time Rav Shimon Elazar said in Beisil, Bechal Masayim Mana, is when one eight says, I saw a loan of $100. The other eight says, I saw a loan of $200. Now they're contradicting each other. But maybe not. And the reason maybe not is because maybe it was really $200. One eight saw $100. And the other eight saw the full $200. But the one that's saying $100 is not really saying it wasn't $200. It could be he saw the extra $100. So good. You only have one aid on the extra $100, but you have two on the $100. And as much as they're contradicting each other, but no. And it's for that reason, maybe it's going to work. But if you saw wine and you saw oil, then you're clearly not saying the same thing. So how could you invoke Shitas Rav Shimon Elazar in such a case? So the Marsha Leisricha with me. You have to say the case over there was where not they were arguing about what the physical thing that was loaned was. They were arguing about the value of the thing. One person said, I saw a loan of cash. How much cash? The value of a chavis of yain. The other one said, I saw cash. How much cash? The value of a chavis of oil. Oh, so they're arguing in terms of value. They're not arguing in terms of the actual chefza. And it could be it's for that reason the halacha is that you could apply the halacha of Beis Zoktimar. What would be it? One person says that I saw a loan. Again, there's two Edom walking into Bezin. They're being cross-examined and they're tripping up a little bit. So one of the Edom said that I saw the loan. It took place on the Diyutel Yoyna. It took place in the Aliyah, right? It took place on the top floor. And the other one says, no, it happened on the ground floor. Amar Rab Chanina, Rab Chanina said, Maisa Balifnei Rebbe, there was such a story that came before Rebbe, Vitzirei Feidusan, and he said you could be Mitztarif, and the reason is, based on what Rabbi Huda said earlier. Because Rabbi Huda said in the beginning of this part of the sugya that there's an idea of Eidus HaMachesh Ezu Ezu B'Bedika Is K'sher B'Dinei Mominus. Now, we qualified it maybe that that's only true if it's not a fundamental issue, but this is not fundamental. Where exactly it took place? No. That's not how much money it was or what the coin even looked like. And it's for that reason, in this case, it's going to be, okay, either way, going back to the Mishnah. Uminayin l'kishe yetzin. The Mishnah, how do you know that after Dayanim preside over a Dinei Mominus, so a Dayan shouldn't walk out of Bezen and he should say, you know, ani mezakeh v'chaveri mechayim. I said zakeh and it was my friends that said chay. How do you know that this is something that's not okay? Zok t'gemara, tonu rabbanon. Uminayin l'kishe yetzin liyemer harein mezakeh v'chaveri mechayim. Avo me'atzish chaveri rabo olai. How do you know you're not supposed to do this? This is the longer version of the Mishnah. Talmud Lomer says in the Torah, Loi Seilech Rochel Ba'amecha. And if you do that, you're essentially a Rochel, because you're being Megalosite, right? You're revealing secrets, and that's something you're not allowed to do. Omer, it also says in Mishlei Hoylech Rochel Megalosite, meaning it's really two psukim, right? Loi Seilech Rochel Ba'amecha, and someone that's Megalosite is a Hoylech Rochel. So if you're not allowed to be a Rochel, and a Megalosite is a Rochel, you saying that Ani Mezakeh V'chaveri Mechaiven is being Megalosite, which means you're Hoylech Rochel, which means you're violating Leisei Lech Rochel Amecha, and that's why this is not something that's okay. I would tell me that the Nafak Alea Kala, the Goli Milsa, the Itmer Bei Midrash, Abasa Eser Tartan Shin. So there was a certain Talmud who was learning a Beis Medrash, and all of a sudden, a rumor came out that he had revealed one of the secrets of the Beis Medrash, and he did it after 22 years. Meaning, this was a secret that had been circulating in Beis Medrash for 22 years, and no one knew about it. It stayed in Beis Medrash. Says a Maaseh Shayikachoya from literally 22 years ago. And this Talmud walks out of Beis Medrash and he reveals and he tells the whole world about it. Afke Rav Ami b'mei bedrasha, Omer Dein Gali Razas. Rav Ami said this person has no place in Beis Medrash. Why? He's a Hoylech Rochel Megalosite. Dein Gali Razi. He's someone that reveals secrets, and somebody that reveals secrets is not allowed to be in Beis Medrash. Now, obviously, there was some detriment or some form of Lashon Hara involved in revealing this secret. But the point is, that being that this was something bad, this was something that you weren't allowed to reveal, and he revealed it, even though it was after 22 years, afilu hachi, afke Rav Ami mibei midrasha, Amari said, Dein gal yerazia, this is a something, this is a person that we're not allowed to have in Beis Medrash. I saw in the Margol Sayam, as he brings from one of the Kadmoinim, again, one of the Sfarim that he quotes, that I'm not sure who the Mechaber is, but he quotes from one of his Rosh Tevis Mechaberin that said, what's the Cheshbin here? What's the point? It was 22 years. Right, so over the years, we've mentioned so many times from Agoyin Rav David Yoyal Weishlita, right, all the different places in Shas where you find 22 years. Is that supposed to be a short amount of time? I am my Shabbat Vabasra Dafyar Aleph. Or is it supposed to be a long amount of times? This idea that sometimes people were to an extra 22 years of life. I saw Ellie just posted the raid bite about Reb Chaim Kreisworth, Zechrono Livracha, who was zeicha to an extra 22 years of life based on this Indian. It was the raid of the day. I don't know, today, or yesterday, or the day before, one of these days. But the point is, this, it's an Indian that we've spoken about many times over the years. So again, 22 years is a number. 400 is a certain numbers that come up a lot. 22 is definitely one of those numbers. But as it relates to this particular story, Zok Rav Ruvim Margolis, that what's the pshat? As he says, it could be, we know that the Shvatim had made a cherim, that nobody's allowed to reveal what really took place by Mechiras Yosef, right? Nobody revealed it because there was a cherim, there was a real cherim, there was a shvua, olois, klolois, nobody was allowed to say it. Yet at the end of the day, when Yosef was found, they came clean. And they admit everything that had happened. Either was a cherem. Maybe you're allowed to take out of this maisa that a cherem expires after 22 years. And even something that you're not allowed to reveal, not the cherem, but something that you're not allowed to reveal, that has a statute of limitations. But once 22 years come, maybe at that point you're allowed to reveal. So he said, this Talmud thought that maybe you can learn from the Mechiris Yosef, that noch tzvein, zwanzig yar, maybe this is not Nikkei anymore. Again, Beruhi Nadvar of the Misha Amram, Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Again, another Yisaitis Tiga Sugya as it relates to basic laws that pertain to Dinei Mamana. Zok the Mishnah, Kolz Manchem, Evi Raya, Soyser Es Hadin. So you have two Bali Dinim that's standing in front of a court. This is a Dinei Mamana Tiga court. And the Baldin, one of them, wants to bring a Raya to argue his case. So Talach is, that doesn't matter when he brings his raya. Kosmacha may be raya, soyser es adin. Right? It's going to knock out it in. So if you have a raya to prove your innocence, then it doesn't matter when you do it, all is good. Stating that, what would be if the Bezdin tells the Baldin? Listen, if you have a raya, right, speak now or forever. Because this is the time. You have to do it right now. In fact, we give you 30 days. After 30 days, at that point, we're not going to accept your rayas anymore. That multiple shloishim yoyim, if he finds a raya within 30 days, so that's wonderful. If, however, he finds his raya after 30 days, right, Bezdin gave him an ultimatum. They said, you have 30 days. That's your statute of limitations. So if you find it within 30 days, great. If not, I'm Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel heard this halach. He said, "Mayas is that's not fair. What should this person do? Shloim matzavatay shloishim u'matzalacha shloishim. If you have a person that couldn't find a raya within 30 days, and then after 30 days he found the raya, so that's it." Because Bezdin decided to give him only 30 days? Mechateisi. Who said Bezdin has a right to do that? So Rav Shimon Gamliel said that even if Bezdin says you have 30 days to bring a raya, and this guy finds a raya on day 31, we're going to accept it. Maloy, what about another case? What would be if Bezdin tells the Baldin, Havi Eidim? He says, if you have Eidim to support your claim, bring the Eidim. The Amar, he said, I wish I had Eidim. Abba Ainli Eidim. Or Amar, he said, Have a Raya. He said, you know, if you have a Raya, bring the Raya. Amar said, Ain Raya. I wish I had a Raya. Achas man hevi Raya. Or, Umotza Eidim. Hareza Enikal. Once a person says in Bezdin, I have no Eidim. Once a person says in Bezdin, I have no Raya. Now it's ready to Amar Shemgam. Leo said, Mayas is actually, Hoyo Deshli, Eshli Eidim, Umotza Eidim. That doesn't sound fair. Maybe this person didn't chapi had Eidim, and then he found out later there were Eidim. Or, Lehoyo Deshli, Eshli Raya, Umotza Raya. Or he didn't know he had a Raya, and he had a Raya. Just because a person says, I have no Eidim, if a person says, I have no Raya, why is that? What, that's like a hidas baldin? It's too late. Once you say it, you can't backtrack it. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, I don't understand it. So Rav Shimon Gamliel, in both of these cases, we'll review them in a second, is very pro the baldin. He says, I don't know, you're not being fair. You have to give a person an opportunity to defend himself, and it doesn't matter who, what, when, where. If he thinks he could do it, he could do it. Stating that, says the Gemara, what would be if Rosh HaMeschayev, let's say the person saw that he's about to become guilty. Meaning the person was a Baldin and everything is going, he thinks smoothly, and then all of a sudden he sees the judge is turning on him a little bit. But Amar, all of a sudden he says, Kirvu ploy me ploy video duty. Ah! I have two Eidim, please come and say Eidus for me. Or he takes a raya literally from under his belt. Then it's already nothing, and even Reb Shimon Gamliel is going to be moita. Why? Because this looks fishy. Because the whole time you were standing, you had no Eidim, you had no raya. Now all of a sudden you have Eidim, you have a raya. What does it look like? It looks like you're making it up because you were confident it was going to work out. You didn't have to lie. You didn't have to pay off Eidim to come say Eidus for you. But now that you see it's not going well, all of a sudden you have to resort to your last option. That's certainly what it looks like. And in this case, even Reb Shimon Gamliel is going to be Midas. Again, there were three cases mentioned in the Mishnah. The first case was, really four, if you take it from the top. The first halacha, which is the most straightforward, and that is that if none of the Bali Dinim are given an ultimatum, Kol Zman Shemevi Raya Soyser Esedim. At any point you bring a Raya, it can be Soyser Esedim. What happens if there's an ultimatum? Bring a Raya between now and the next 30 days, and you bring it after 30 days, according to Chachamim, it's too late. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, Mayas is Eshle, Matz Batei Shloishim, Matz Alach Shloishim, that's not fair. Case number three. What would be if when the Bezdin offered the Baldin an opportunity to bring Eidim or present the Raya, he said, Ain li Eidim. Or he said, Ain li Raya. Could he later now say, you know what, I have Eidim, or I have a right? According to Chachamim, no. Once you say Ein li Eidim, you lose your right to present Eidim. We suspect that the Eidim that you're presenting are not telling the truth. And once you say Ein li Raya, at that point it's already too late. Shimon Gamliel said, Mayas is zesh, lo yhoye yoydeh, sheyesh lo yedim, umatze Eidim, or lo yhoye yoydeh, sheyesh lo yraya, umatze Raya. No, we disagree. That's something that's not fair. And finally, said the Mishnah, what would be in a case where the person sees that the din is not going in his direction, and he quickly pulls Eidim or a Raya out of his pocket, so then already Ibrahim Shimon Gamliel's Moedet, this doesn't look right, and he's not going to be believed. So as it relates to the first machloikis between the Chachamin and Rav Shimon Gamliel, where the Bezdin said, if you want to bring a Raya, I give you 30 days. And he couldn't present the Raya within 30 days, but he brought a Raya after 30 days. According to the Chachamim, we dismiss it. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we accept it. Amar Rabbi Barafuno. So Rabbi Barafuno said, Halacha k Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But Amar Rabbi Barafuno, and then Rabbi Barafuno doubled down. He said, Ein halacha k divrei Chachamim. Afraid to Gemara. Pshita, kiven Amar halacha k Rav Shimon Gamliel. Memeli yodan ad ein halacha k Chachamim. Right? It's six of one, half a dozen of another. It's the flip side of the same coin, right? Or any other cliche you prefer. Same thing. It's the same thing. Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel means ein halacha kechacham. Zok tigmar. No. Now the tema is a hisafa in saying it twice. Because I would have thought, hani mili, when do we say that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel lechatchil? Avol b'di'eved shaper dami. Maybe b'di'eved halacha is like the chacham. What does it mean b'di'eved? Meaning, if the Bezdin already said, we're not going to admit your raya, so nu b'di'eved, we're going to follow the chacham, we're not going to admit the raya. Kamash malon, that's why Rabbi Barafuna said twice, the other Nadrinale, halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel, so much so, ein halacha k'chacham d'haynu afilu b'di'eved. Okay, moving along, the second case of the Mishnah was, where the Bezdin said, bring Eidim, and the guy said, I have no Eidim. Bring a Raya, and he said, I have no Raya. And then later he had Eidim, or he had a Raya. According to Chacham, it's too late. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you're okay. Amar loy havei Eidim v'chulu, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel v'chulu. Amar Rabbi Rafun, as it relates to this machloikis, Rabbi Rafun has said, quote, Amar Rabbi Yoichanan, the Rabbi Yoichanan said, halacha kedivrei chachamim. So in the first case, Rabbi Rafun, not quoting Rabbi Yoichanan, on his own, said the halacha is like Rashbag. Here he said the halacha is like the chachamim. And then he went right there and he doubled down again. Amar Rabbi Rafun, Amar Rabbi Yoichanan, ein halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Fei demar p'shei dekibit, am halacha kedivrei chachamim. Memeil yodan ed ein halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Zok demar hakamach mo, no, there's a chiddush over here. The Bahahi, as it relates to this machloikis, ein halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ha bekulu, you ready? Every other machloikis between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim in a Mishnah, halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Emphasis on Mishnah. Every other time there's a machloikis Shimon Gamliel, the Chachamim in a Mishnah, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Lafuke, what's he coming? Lafuke, mihod, amir Rabbi Barachan, Rabbi Yochanan. Come on, just on Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Mishnah saying, halacha k'moisoi, chutz me'orev v'tzidon uraya achroino. Because Rabbi Barachan had said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that every time you find Rav Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah, the halacha is like him with three exceptions. Arev, which by the way, Bava Basra, Kuf Ayin Dalad Amabez, that was the very, very end of Masechtas Bava Basra, all the sugis of Arev. Tzidon, that's the second case of Sugi Masechtas Gittin. And finally, Raya Achroina. What's Raya Achroina? Raya Yehidis, Raya Chas. What's Raya Achroina? That's under the Mishnah, Raya Achroina. So Rabbi Barachana had said that the halach is always like Rav Shimon Gamliel with three exceptions. Zok to Rabbi Barafuna, I heard in the name Rabbi Yochanan something else. You know what I heard? I heard Ein halach of Rav Shimon Gamliel here and only here. So it's not three exceptions, it's one exception. And really, then the Shaila is whether we pass Rav Shimon Gamliel the Mishnah Seinu in the case of Arev, in the case of Tzidon. But the bottom line is like this, just chazed this last part. Rabbi Barafuna said, I heard the name Rabbi Yochanan, Allah is like the Chacham. And then he said, I heard the name Rabbi Yochanan, Allah is not Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Okay, you just repeated yourself. No. He didn't say that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel to tell me that halacha is like the Chacham, because he already said that halacha is like the Chacham. What he wanted to say is that I also heard from Rav Shimon Gamliel that this is the only time in the world in a Mishnah that you're going to find Rav Shimon Gamliel that we're not going to pass like him. This is the Raya Achroin. It's the second of the two machloikis in between the Chacham and Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's Negei bringing your Raya. This is the case of the Raya Achroin. But this is the only time. Lafuke what? Lafuke where Rabbi Barbachana had said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we always pass Rav Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah, but with three exceptions. I'm telling you, it's not three, it's one. So if you look at it, the names are a little tricky. It's a machloikis Rabbi Barafuna and Rabbi Barbarchana, right? Not the same amoira. Rabbi Barafuna and Rabbi Barbarchana, Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. As it relates to the klal of halacha ki Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel b'mishnah seinu, is it chutz from three exceptions? Or is it only chutz from one exception? And that's what Rabbi Bar Rav Huna was coming lahoitzi miliban from when he said, ein halacha ki Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel zeir geshmak. It's only in this case that the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. On this note, ahu yenuka, there was a child, avu l'dinah kamei de Rav Nachman. It was a child who was a yasim, and nobody to represent him, and he was brought to a din Torah, and the Beis Din was Rav Nachman's Beis Din. On Malays, Rav Nachman told the child, Islach Sadi, tell me, you have Edim? I'm like, loy. Islach Raya? I'm like, loy. Chayvi Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, okay, I mean, I can't help you. Right? You have no Edim, you have no Raya. Have a kabachi for Azal. So this child, he walked out of Beis Din, he was crying. Shamu Hanach Inchin, there were people that saw the child crying. On Malays, they told him, Ananya did a Milo Davuch. He says, you're crying? Oh, because you lost that din Torah of Nachman's court. We knew your father, we did business with him. Oh, we can help you. And this kid comes running back into Beis Din. He says, you know, I said I had no Edim, I said I had no Raya. I didn't realize. I'm Rav Nachman. Nachman said, "Baha, I feel the Rabbanim Maido." Even though the Rabbanim said in the Mishnah that once you say, "I have no Edom, I have no Raya," it's already too late. Now we know Rav Shimon Gamliel argued, but this is the case of Raya Achra. You know, we don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel in this case. Oh, but Rav Nachman said here the halacha is if the child can bring Edom and a Raya, it's going to be okay because over here there's not even a machloikis. Even the Rabbanim are not going to be Maido, and the reason is the Enuka B'Milu because the child doesn't really know. How is this child supposed to know? Meaning, only Edom is an admission because. If you had Edim, you wouldn't just quickly say Eimliya. Later, you chab. We're not buying that. Shimon Gamliel is, but the Chachamim are not. But when it comes to a child, this is already a whole different story. A related Indian. Now, he itza, there was a woman, the Nafik Shtar Mitusa Yada. She was holding on to a shtar. So this woman was a shlish. What's a shlish? So sometimes a malva and a loiva would trust a third party to hold on to the shtar. So this woman is the shlish. Amrolei, and she tells Bezin, Yadana Bahai Shtar de Periya Hava. I'm the person that was entrusted to hold the shtar, and I want you to know, I know that this loan was paid. Hemne Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman trusted. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav heard this psak. So he turns to Rav Nachman, and he says, come on, Karebi. I'm trying to figure out why you just trust this woman. You have a klorish shtar over here. Like, mehechatezi, nobody ripped it up, right? Usually if it's paid up, there'd be a shoiver, you would have torn it. Like, why are you jumping so quickly to trust this woman? The only thing I could come up with is Karebi. The Amar who holds Oisius Niknes B'Mesira, right? What's Oisius Niknes B'Mesira is also brings us back to Mesechtes Bava Basra and Amechus Asvina, and then later in the Mesecht again, there's an idea that if somebody has a shtar that says that somebody owes him money and he gives the shtar to a third party, that third party could be koinen not just the chaspa ba'alma, not just the piece of paper, but the content of the shtar as well. It's a big chiddush because the shtar says, let's say that Reuven owes Shimon money. Now Levi's holding on to the shtar, but Levi could be the beneficiary of this shtar. So Rabbi told Rav Nachman, only I could come up with is maybe you hold like Rabbi. If you hold Isis Nictus B'Mesira, that would explain why this woman's belief. You know why she's believed? She has a migo. What's the migo? She could have said, it's my shtar. Oh, migo that if she wanted a lie, she could have walked off with the money. That's a better lie. It's a little bit more sensible, right? You might as well lie and make money versus lie and not make money. So being that she could have said that, so we're going to trust her now to say that the loan was right. Right, that's the only thing I could come up with, said Rava. But it's Belushim Bitmiya. The reason it's Belushim Bitmiya is because we don't paskin like Rebbe. So he says, what? Is that what you mean? You mean Rebbe? That's the only thing I can think of, but it's a little weak. So the Gemara says, Amaleis, from Nachman told Rava, no, Shani Hacha, this is a little bit different. She has a different migo. Not a migo she could have said as much. She could have just burnt the shtar. Right? She could have literally taken a lighter, match, boom, and no one ever heard from the shtar again. So being that she had an emunus as a shlish, and she could have done whatever she wanted with the shtar, it's for that reason she's going to be believed to say that it was paid. Either way, this is the first version that the Gemara presents of this story. There was another version, 2.0. Ikedamri, some say, Loyem. When this woman said what she said, Rav Nachman didn't believe her. I'm going to Rav the Rav Nachman. So Rav told Rav Nachman, fakered. He said, boy, kalsay. If she wanted, she could have burnt it. Right, in the first case, Rav is questioning Rav Nachman's psak. Rav Nachman responds, boy, kalsay. In the second version, Rav is the one who comes with this ha'ara. L'chura, she has an amigo. So Rav Nachman told her, kivan this, chazik b'veidine, boy, kalsay. That being that this shtar had a hempik on it, so it wasn't just a loan, it was a loan that already had a hempik, right? It means there was kiyum shtaris. You don't say migu b'mokim a shtar that already has a kiyum shtaris. Now, Tosfos doesn't understand it. Top Tosfos on the Amud, because at the end of the day, if there's a migu, there's a migu, there's a migu, right? Who cares? There's a... When do we say svaris of, you know, migu, you're not going to go kenege this, you're not going to go kenege that. Person's not going to lie, or maybe he's not believed against certain things. But l'chura, this migu sounds like a good migu, right? You could have just torched it, and no one even have known it existed. Either way, that's Tosfos Ha'ara, Ayin Sham. Zok Dimar, Isvei Rav the Rav Nachman. But regardless, this is all in the second Lishna, right? What was the second Lishna? Ikeda Amri. That Rav Nachman did not trust the woman. So again, there was a shlish who was holding on to the shtar. She says it was paid. Rav Nachman says, I don't trust you. Rav told Rav Nachman, why don't you trust her? L'charish has a migush. She could have burnt it. So Rav Nachman said, because it was talking about there was already a kim shtaris, there was a hempik, and given this chazik veidina, he boy kalsi loyimim. But Rav asked a different kasha to Rav Nachman, and this is not a kasha in logic, it's more like a kasha from a braisa, so simpoin. So what's a simpoin? Simpoin in aris sugya means a shofar, it means a receipt. Sheyesh olav edim, that has edim signed on it, and the loyver was holding on to the shofar. So the halach is this guy, b'chaisamav, right? The shofar is no different than any other shtar, you need kim shtaris. It's only midrabanan b'seder, but midrabanan you need kim shtaris. You do kim shtaris, then it's going to be okay. Ain't all of edim. What would be if there are no edim on it? V'yoytze mitachas yidei shlish, and there's a third person that was holding on to it. So there's a third party, not the loiva, but there's a third party that's holding on to this shoiver. Okay, the mouth and the loiva are both moida. That this shlish, this third person, was entrusted by the two of them. Oy, alternatively, or you had a shoiver that was written on the actual shtar. So in those cases, the halacha is kosher. The shoiver is going to be kosher. So again, ordinarily, if the loiv is holding on to the shoiver, you could have all the best signatures in the world, but you're still going to have a kiyum shtaris. If, however, a shlish is holding on to the shoiver, or, and that's the case we need, the shoiver was written on the actual shtar chayv, so in those cases, the halachas is going to be kosher. Now, you're telling me that a shlish is believed with a shoiver, even if there's no signature, certainly if there's no kiyum shtaris. Alma, what do you see from here? Shlish ma'amin. You see, the shlish has an amonis, meaning, based on the shtar itself, there's no mocking for the monos over here. The teretz is, once we both agree that we entrusted this third party, so whatever the third party says is going to go. So you have a shoiver without a edim and kiyum shtaris, we're going to trust the shlish. So who had it over here? If the shlish is holding on to the shtar, and the shlish says the shtar is perua, even though the shtar is a shtar, even though there is a kiyum shtaris, but if you trust the shlish, you trust, meaning if you trust the shoiver on edim by the shlish, then you should trust the shtar with kiyum shtaris by the shlish to say that it's perua. Bottom line, Zok the Gemara is, this is such a good kasha, tiyufta de Rav Nachman to him. You don't see this every day in Chayesh Mishpat, but this is a tiyufta de Rav Nachman. Rava seemed to have bested Rav Nachman in this argument. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. Ki aser Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So he said over the name Rav Yochanan, Lo Oyla Mevi Rai V'Soyser. A Baal Din always has the ability to bring Raias and to be Soyser as Hadin, Ad She Yistatem Tanoisav. Until he says, I have no more Edim, I have no more Raias. Right? If he says, I have no Edim, I have no Raias, at that point, you're out. V'Yoymar, and he would have to say afterwards, Kirvu Pliny Uplini, Vaha Iduni. That I want Pliny Uplini to step forward, and they should come be made for me. Meaning, you have to get this clear because the Gemara's discussion is going to get into the nuance of what Rabbi Yechanan said. La'oila may be raya this toyser actually statam tanoisav. You could always bring rayas until you run out of rayas. Meaning, you say, I have no more rayas, or ain't li eden. Additionally, you would have to say afterwards, kirvu pliny uplini vayiduni. Like after you said ain't li eden or ain't li raya, then you say, oh, let somebody step forward. When all of that happens, that's when you're done. So the Gemara says, "Agufa kasha." I don't even know how to read this. Amrit, from the beginning of Rabbi Yochanan said that what lo'olam mevi raya v'soyser ad sheyistatim tanoisav asan rabbanan. It sounds like it's going according to rabbanan. Then once you say ainli edim ainli raya, at that point you can't tie anything anymore. Okay, that was the rabbanan cheat, right? That's the second machlokes between the rabbanan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and it sounds like Rav Dimi saying the Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rav. Like the Chacham, the other Amrit, the problem is, in the next one, you said, Kirvu ish pleini upleini v'hayiduni. Meaning, it sounds like the only time Ainli Edim, Ainli Raya knocks you out is when immediately afterwards you said, you know, bring Edim, bring Raya. Because then it sounds a little funny. You just said you have no Edim, you have no Raya, and then all of a sudden you said you do. Something seems a little off with this Taina, right? If, however, you would say Ainli Edim, Ainli Raya, and then all of a sudden later, I don't know, a few weeks later, you would show up with somebody, it sounds like from the end of what Rabbi Yochanan said, that in that case, you would be believed. And also Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Wait, what did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say in the Mishnah? He said, Ma yasezeh, what should this person do? Meaning, Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees that if a person says, ain't li edim, ain't li raya, you can't all of a sudden pull out of your pocket, edim and raya, right? Rav Shimon Gamliel, from the last part of the Mishnah, already expressed that, Hergish, that if Beis Din thinks something fishy is going on, or it's going to be a problem. What was Rav Shimon Gamliel's taina in the case of Raya Achren, when we don't paskin like him? Right, what did he say? He said, Maya says, what's this guy supposed to do? So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? La'oila maybe Raya v'soys actually istatim tanoisav. That's screaming Shita Sachachomim. But then he says that it's only true if the Yoimer Kivu play new play nibayaduni. where immediately afterwards he says, oh, you know what? I actually do have Eidim. What do you mean? You just have to have Eidim? But as if to say, if in 2 weeks from now, somebody would show up from the other side of the world, you would say, oh, by the way, you should know I have Eidim. I didn't chape at Eidim or whatever it is. It sounds like then you would be believed. So if you just take the first part of Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like he's going like the Chum, the second part is going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is what the Amiram were muching with. They were trying to understand this report that Rav Dimi was bringing back in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says like this, what would be the most logical way to understand this? Kula Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, right? That's what it sounded like to me when I read it the first time, right? Maybe the whole memory of Rabbi Yochanan is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Uperushe kom mefarish, and he's explaining, my ache yistatim tanoisa. Again, loyla maybe raiva sois ache yistatim tanoisa. What does he mean ache yistatim tanoisa? Then while he's being judged, all of a sudden he pulls out these Eidim, as opposed to what? As opposed to some time later, because then we would say, Itaki didn't know about it. Meaning, maybe Rabbi Yochanan is just passing Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Right? Why can't you say that? Who said it's a stira? Maybe he's passing Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara says, you know why that doesn't work? Because we just mentioned earlier, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in this case. Nobody holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in this case. Because Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chano, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, come on, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mishnah saying, Allah Chukmai Zuchutz Meor Vitzid Rai Achrayna. And this is the case of Rai Achrayna. So to say that it's all one big Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is not going to work. It has to be the Chachamim. The problem is, only the Reish of Rabbi Yochanan sounds like the Chachamim. The Seifa of Rabbi Yochanan actually sounds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara says, Elo, Ki Yosser Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, where Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Amar, he said a name Rabbi Yochanan a little bit differently. He brought a different report. That report clarified this whole issue. I mean, the Chum didn't know what to make of this psak from Rabbi Yochanan until they heard the following. Which is the sheet of the Chacham. Avol, however, bo Edom in Medina Sayam. But what would be if Edom would come from Medina Sayam? Oisha hoisa disak yoshel aviv mufkedes biadacher. Or he found that afterwards that his father had a whole suitcase of rayas, but it was a pekadim by somebody else. This person didn't know about it. Then a reza maybe raya of the soiser. Then if this person wants to bring a raya, he could be soiser. And this is true even according to the chacham, because as much as the chachamim hold that once a person says ain't li Edom, it's too late. But that's only normal circumstances. But let's say a person comes from Medina Sayam, or he finds out there was rayas that were mufkedes biadachar. In those situations, already it's going to be different. And by the way, what's Exhibit A for that? The Maisa Shaya Kachaya with Rav Nachman and the Yanuka, right? Where the Yanuka said Ainli Eidim, Ainli Raya, but then Rav Nachman found out, and the child found that Rav Nachman said, "Oh, this is really different. How's the child supposed to know?" In this case, this adult is really a child, as Eichti Yanuka. And in this case, it's going to be okay. Zokta Gemara. Another memra that Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that relates to these types of inyanim. Ki osi Rav Dimi, Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Hatekev Schaver Bedin. If somebody is suing somebody else, but what does Hatoikev mean? Right? Toikev means he's a Baldin Kasha. He's being very, very difficult. Echad Oimer, and this very challenging person is saying, Nodun Khan, I want that the jurisdiction that's going to preside over our court case should be the local Bezin. The other person was a little scared off of him. So he said, you know, I think we should go to the big yeshiva. Let's go to Bnei Brak with the greatest yeshivas of Yerushalayim and HaKodesh. And I want to do it over there. In the olden days, by the way, as we're going to see, it's Tveria. Let's go to Tveria. That's where the big Bezin is. I'm not comfortable dealing with a local Bezin with a, you know, a person like you. So the halach is, Koifin Oisai. We force this person to taka go to the makom havat. Says the Gemara, Amar l'fanav Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar heard this. Again, who said this? Rav Dimi is reporting all this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And this is all part of his report, that Rabbi Lazar said, right, how do you know this is all part of the report? Because Rabbi Lazar, we know, lived in Eretz Yisrael, right? He was a Talmud Mufik of Rabbi Yochanan. After Rish Lakish, the next biggest Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Lazar, right? This is like Talmud Bavli 101. So this is all part of the report. Rav Dimi says, Rabbi Yochanan said, a Baldin Kasha who says, let's go here, and the other guy says, nah, I'd rather go to the Mokam Avad with the big yeshivas are, I'm much more comfortable over there than we force him. So Rabbi Lazar hears this, and he tells Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe, Mishan Oish Bechaveri Mona, Yoitzi Mona Ala Mona, it's not fair. And I said, this person's claiming he owes him money. Now I have to pay the expenses of travel and to go to this other place. We're going to force this person, meaning even though he's a baal din kasha, and the person being sued is not comfortable, and he'd rather go to a bigger bez din, it doesn't matter. If Reuven is suing Shimon, you can't force Reuven to spend money to be able to pull the money out of Shimon. Itmar nami, a raya to this. Amar Rav Safra, Shnayim Shimon, and this Atz Mubadin, if there were two baal dinim kashim that were killing each other, Echad oimer nadin ka, v'echad oimer neilach l'mokam avad, mamash tishayla, koifen oisoy, v'don be'iroy. Nah, there's no such argument, I want to go to the mokam avad. No, we're going to force him to do a bit here. The im hutzrich davad lisha. Let's see. The smaller bez then had a little bit of a shayla. I mean, they don't know, right? What's the advantage of going to the makam avad? So you go to the makam avad, so then you're going to get to the bottom of things. But they stayed in the local bez. Okay, so what do you do if you have a shayla? Kaisvin v'shalchin. So you'll send the shayla to the bez, and the bezin's going to respond. Vim amar kisfu utnuli me'ezatam dantuni. Let's say this person, after the local bez and issues a psak, is a little bit uncomfortable. He says, I want you to write a tshuva. You have to give him a legal opinion. He gets the tshuva in hand, and he gets to walk out of it. Meaning, this small bezdin, you have a right to question it. But at the same time, you don't have a right to move the jurisdiction. So if you want to question it by saying that, we have a little bit of a shiloh, send the shiloh over there. Okay, that's fine. I want a tshuva in writing. That's also fine. But to physically move it, that's not going to be okay. Continuing along, this is all Rav Safra talking, right? When it comes to a case of chalitza, so the yavama always has to follow the yavam. The yavama has to go to the yavam, even though the chalitza is allowing her to get married, l'shok, she has to follow the yavam. At kama, how far would she have to? Amrav, 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 he said, I feel me tferi l'tzipoiri, even from tferi to tzipoiri. Amrav, Kahan, Rav Kahan said, Mikra, what's the makartis? By the way, Rashi adds that tferi was the mokama. That's what I was referencing before. It's apparently not as much. So when we say that the Yavama has to follow the Yavam, it means you even have to leave the Makam Avad where the big Bezdin is to go to this other place. Must have a source in a pasuk. It does. The karu loy zikne iroy veloy zikne ira. So it's the zikne iroy that engage in the. That's the pasuk that talks about chalitza, not zikne ira. Amar Amemar Amemar said hilchasa. What's the halacha? Koifin oisai v'yelech lemakim havad that we force the baldin to go to the makim. Amar Rav Ashi lemamemar. Amar Rabbi Loza koifin oisai v'dam beiroy. How does it stem with Rabbi Loza said? Meaning the assumption is the halacha is like Rabbi Loza, and that is. So how does that stem with what Amemar said? That koyfenoisoy v'yelech l'makom havad. Amalei Rav Ash says, "Hani mili zok tigmar heichet the kamalei loyvel malva." Avol malva eved loyvel ish malva. When do we say that the halacha is that you're done be'ira? That's if the loyva tells the malva that I want to go to a different place. But if the malva tells the loyva that I want to move, then already it's going to be different. And the reason that then it's going to be different is because there's an idea of eved loyva lish malva, and eved loyva lish malva is going to supersede. We're going to stop here. We're going to leave the last piece of Gemara and the ensuing raid on the table. Beis Hashem, tomorrow's daf, we're going to start a new perek with some geshmaka sugyas and some very geshmaka raid. But we're going to exhale and stop here.